Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today's guest is Mr. Gordon Blackwell. Mr. Blackwell is an industry legend. He's worked with Snoop Dogg and so many other people. As you'll find out as the show goes on, a very talented and intelligent man. He's the CEO of Blackwell Holdings, LLC. And as the interview goes on, you'll find out about the Audio Connect and the artists East Coast. Yes, sir. Artists is on the East Coast, West Coast, Denmark, Belgium, Europe, and Africa. So let's listen to this new phenomenon. All right, how are you, Mr. Gordon Blackwell?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Angela?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to be here with you. Thank you.
All right. So, Mr. Gordon, before we talk about your company, which is probably going to be bigger than Facebook, let's talk about your background. The question is about your background, so people will be familiar with you who listen to the show. Mr. Gordon Blackwell, do you come from a musical family?
Oh, yes, definitely. Both my mother and father are both musicians. They both sing. As a matter of fact, I grew up with many musicians in our living room, right, in our house. And one of the guys that used to come over was Marvin Valentine. He was a keyboard player, and that's the instrument that really I took to a lot. And, he inspired me to play, and through him, I took off from there. And his skills were passed down through Billy Nunn, who is a great, another great musician who plays for Stone City Band, which is Rick James' band. And he's an excellent musician. So I come from a line of musicians and just great artists, so I just had a great opportunity to grow up in the music and listen to great music.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So you come from a musical family, background, a very musical family that can sing and do so many other things. You're also an entrepreneur, you yourself. And your mother, if I'm not mistaken, was a member of the 80s group Essence, Miss Cynthia Blackwell?
Oh, actually, that was my father. He was, he was a member of the group Essence, which was a group that was out in the early 80s. And they had songs on the radio. At the time, one of the songs was called Stay Away and Chocolate Lady. And they began to do that thing.
So your mother was a background singer.
Yeah, my mother and father, I used to actually be in the studio when I was a kid while they were singing and doing background vocals. And I used to love being in the studio. I used to just love being in the studio with them and hearing their harmonies and you know, I began to join in when they were, you know, would sing harmonies, and that's how they found out I can sing, you know. You know, I would actually join in their harmonies, and it was just a beautiful thing to grow up in that type of environment and around so many great musicians, you know. It was wonderful.
Yes. Yes, I believe that, and I believe you are also immensely talented, but I'm sure you've heard this for years and been told this.
Yeah,
so everyone, you know that Mr. Gordon Blackwell, as you get familiar with him throughout the show, he comes from a musical family. So, Mr. Blackwell, what was it like performing with the late, great Michael Jackson, performing for him?
Oh, wow, that was a great experience. That was like one of the biggest experiences. Especially at that time, the early 80s, when he, this was at the time when he did the Thriller, and he released Billy, Beat It at the time. And I was a big Michael Jackson fan, and one of the teachers, how this happened was, I went to an elementary school, and I was at part of the daycare center, and one of the teachers there knew him and was a good friend, were good friends of his, and she would always tell us she was going to get him to come to the school, and you know, we were like, okay, you know, like, yeah, right, we kind of believed it, but you know, we didn't think he would come to the school. And one day, you know, I was a dancer, I used to break dance and pop, and me and my friend Casey were two of the best dancers in the school, break dancers and poppers. So our dance instructor asked us to do a rendition of Beat It, the Beat It video, but she wanted us to do it in our own way, popping and breakdancing. And so we put it together.
Okay.
We put the show together, and the day of the show, you know, we were seeing all kind of like food catering and all that, you know, chefs, and there was video cameras and all kind of, the news was there. So we're like, wow, this is for us. You know, we're thinking, like, wow, this is a lot going on. So before we performed the show, we had our back turned to the audience, and the lights were turned down. And, you know, all we heard was everybody screaming, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson. So we turned around, and Michael Jackson is walking through the door with Mr. T. At the time, and
oh, wow.
at this time, Mr. T wasn't on television yet, you know. But I always remembered his mohawk and the beard and everything. And yeah, he was walking in with Michael Jackson, and Michael Jackson was walking right towards us. There was a chair that was sitting right next to us, and he came right up to us and sat in the chair. So you know, we were just like, wow. And the thing about it, he had such a humble, he was so quiet, the quiet spoken voice. But as he sat down, you know, we performed. As soon as we started performing, his voice changed. He said, get down. He started clapping his hands and stomping his feet. And the more he got into it, the more we got into it. So our performance was real good. We got into it. It was great. It was just a great thing to experience.
Yeah, after, I can only imagine.
Yeah. After the show, we all got, everybody there got free Thriller albums.
Oh.
And we went home and I watched it on the news with my parents. They were upset because they didn't get a chance to see it. But went
oh,
there,
wow.
But, yeah.
I'm still a great fan of the late great Whitney Houston.
Oh yeah, me too.
I love both their, a lot of their music. Okay, so everyone, you listening to Mr. Gordon Blackwell. He also produces under the name G Black.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to play a song for you. A song he did for the late great jazz musician Kashif. I'm going to play that now. Kashif, thank you for correcting me, Mr. Blackwell. And enjoy the song. Music from my mind. All right, you just got to listen to music by Gordon Blackwell.
Yes, sir, Gordon Blackwell.
I was going to say that. Yes, sir, I was getting ready to say that. Got to listen to some music by Kashif and Mr. Gordon Blackwell, who goes under the name G Black. And this is from their 2003 album, Music for My Mind, which can be found on SoundCloud.com. Beautiful. That was very beautiful, Mr. Blackwell.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
So, yes, you're welcome. Were you the lead singer of the group Deep?
Yes. Three Deep was actually the way Three Deep started was my mom was singing at the time, and one of her producers by the name of Ron Spearman had heard my material, and when he heard my material, he asked me to put a group together, and we put the group Three Deep together. I actually formed it, and my cousin is a member, Rasan Dorsey, and Amon Flanagan.
All right, so you're the lead singer of the group Deep. That's wonderful. Was this when you were a teenager?
Yes, at the time I was 14 years old, and we actually had a record deal with MCA at the time through our manager, Melanie Andrews. Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, it was a great experience. We did a lot of high school tours and college tours before we actually yet broke up as a group.
All right. So the group broke up. You also did music, Still More Bounce, which is a very, very, very great song. I believe Still More Bounce was dedicated to the late Mr. Roger Troutman.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So
yes, that project.
No, you go ahead and talk.
Oh yeah, that was a great project to get on. It was a great opportunity to be a part of that album. You know, because I grew up listening to Roger Troutman, who was a member of the group Zap, wonderful group, and they pioneered a lot of a great sound for funk. And it definitely was a great privilege to work on that album. I had, and that project was through Wolfpack Records, and I was contacted by Wolf, a friend of mine, and he asked me to be a part of the project, and I submitted one song, and it was a go, and I was on the album.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's history there. You made history. Okay. So, Mr. Blackwell, I'd just like to let you all know he's also performed with Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind, and Fire, as well as Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band. Mr. Blackwell is immensely talented and intelligent. And as you learn show goes on, yes, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're also an independent artist. How long have you been an independent artist?
Well, I've been an independent artist since the early 90s, or I would say the late 90s, right after high school, after 3D.
Okay.
I began to work on my own solo projects and as well as other artists and, you know, producing and developing artists.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. I'm familiar with a lot of your music. I don't know if you realize that, but I am.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yes. So, do you write or produce music?
Yes, I do. Actually, some of the songs I worked on and wrote. I actually wrote the songs I wrote with Philip were with an artist named Toyana, and it was great working with Philip Bailey. It was just a wonderful opportunity. You know, Philip Bailey is an amazing artist from Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, I'm sure you all know that.
Yes.
But I worked with him, and I wrote with many wonderful artists. You know, since then, you know, I'm working with, I'm working with Charlie Wilson's nephew, T. Fly, at this time. I have a single with him that's out right now, and it's called Twerking. So you guys can look for that and check it out.
Okay. All right. So are those the only songs that you wrote, or have you wrote songs for other people?
Oh, yeah, I'm constantly writing for other people, you know, and developing artists as well. So it's a constant thing, writing, and, you know, it's just, that's one of the things I enjoy to do the most.
Okay.
I'm also writing my own material for my own projects. So you should be on the lookout for that.
That is wonderful. Talented. That's great. This is really, I think it's fascinating that I grew up listening to you and Mr. Philip Bailey and Snoop Dogg and so many other artists that you have worked with. And, you know, I would like to play the next song, Shorty Mac, Hard to Tame.
Hard to Tame, yes.
Yes, okay. All right, everyone,
Shorty
you
Mac
listen
is
to
also, Shorty Mac is doing, they're still doing things now. You can check him out. He's with Ray J's label, and he's doing good things right now.
Okay. All right, that's wonderful. All right, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler, Mr. Gordon Blackmail. It's the interview for today. We're going to listen to Shorty Mac, and it's Hard to Tame Me. Hi, everyone. You're still listening to the interview with Mr. Gordon Blackwell. The song you just heard was by Shorty Mac, Hard to Tame Me. It can be found on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So, the music, you wrote a music compilation called, I believe, Feel More Bounce. Why did you dedicate it to the late, great Roger Troutman? Was it a way of saying goodbye or tribute to him?
Yeah, well, actually, the project was already, it was already done. I mean, as far as the concept of, you know, doing the tribute album, you know, the concept was already there. And I had just got a call, you know, I had got a call from Wolfpack Records, which is the company that did the project. And I was very honored to do it. I was like, yeah, I'll definitely do it because, you know, Roger Troutman was one of the greats, and I had to do a song dedicated to him, definitely. So,
okay.
Yeah, it was a wonderful opportunity.
So it's obvious that you have a lot of connections with a lot of artists, and for 25 years you've been in the industry working. So you're familiar with all aspects of the industry. So now my next question would have to be, what is Audio Connect?
Okay. Audio Connect is a subsidiary of Blackwell Holdings, LLC. And it's my vision that I had since 2007. You know, I had worked with so many artists. I was feeling, you know, I was just feeling blessed to have that opportunity to work with so many artists. So I basically wanted to connect all these artists together and, you know, connect them from coast, you know, from coast to coast. And I shared my vision with two of my friends, one of my partner, Shannon D. Melton, and she's a good friend of mine. And my friend DJ Hayes, who I grew up with. And the two, they're like family, you know, and we began to develop Audio Connect, and it just came together so beautifully. It's like a wonderful family, you know. It's basically like family, but it's very talented, you know, very talented family.
Okay. All right, so Audio Connect, my understanding of Audio Connect is it's a way to connect artists, not just their music, their with their products, services, and arts and culture. I believe it is to help struggling artists find funding for their projects, and the members, you know, will be able to receive various promotional packages. Is that correct?
Definitely. Yep.
Okay.
Definitely.
So definitely. Audio Connect out now, or will it be released? So what will it be on the internet? How will people connect with Audio Connect?
Well, Audio Connect is going to be pretty much like the Facebook of artists and musicians, and not just musicians, but just talented artists and entertainers of all kinds, you know, like going to be a pretty big, you know, thing, like, you know, pretty much a Facebook of entertainment.
Yes, I understand that. That is great. Unique. This is very unique. I'm fairly certain that you will be one of the first persons to do this, Mr. Blackwell. Am I correct? Am I wrong?
I believe so. I haven't seen it done like this, quite like this, no.
Okay. So it's going to really enhance the lives of the people who entertain us, the singers and rappers, hip-hop artists, just even opera probably. I mean, so that's one. So is Audio Connect a way for artists also, to independent artists, to promote themselves? Or how will Audio Connect work for other artists who aren't quite as famous as men like Snoop Dog, I mean.
Well, it's going to definitely offer you, you know, a chance to get discounts on concerts, promotional items, and other products and services offered by the artists who are involved with Audio Connect. And, yes, it's it's going to be a great thing. It's opening the doors to a lot of opportunity for artists.
Okay.
And
it sounds huge.
Who, yeah. And if anybody
it sounds
who's interested
like it's going to be huge.
To find out more, you guys can contact us at audioconnect@gmail.com. It's audioconnect@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. So they have to contact you. Well, then I'll be contacting you. someone, because I'll just contact Miss Shannon, because she's the one who told me about you. So I don't even know then.
Miss Shannon's an excellent business partner. She's an excellent business partner.
Okay, I believe that. She's the one that contacted me to interview you, but she didn't tell me a whole lot. You didn't either. So now here I am, Audio Connect. I know it's connecting artists on the East Coast, West Coast, Denmark, Belgium, Europe, and Africa, but I still want to know more, so I'll be calling too to find out more. yeah, it's a mystery kind. I know it's going to be huge, though. I can already tell that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of people involved. It's getting huge, you know, bigger by the minute. So it's still growing right now.
Okay. Is it on the internet?
Well,
is it already out?
It's in the process. The website is in the process now. So it's in development. Yeah, it should be real soon, really soon. So
all
we
right.
definitely will.
Okay.
You guys will know when it's out.
Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Blackwell, it's really great to interview you. Like everybody else, I'll be waiting to know more about Audio Connect. You are not unknown. That's for certain. Even though you go under a different name, I believe it's G Black.
Yes,
G Black. People may not know you as Mr. Blackwell, but people listening, this man is immensely talented. He's been doing this for 25 or more years. His family comes from a great musical background. I mean, you heard earlier in the interview about his family, his parents. So they're Audio Connect, of course, for somebody so connected and so talented and so intelligent. The next step, of course, would be something like Audio Connect to connect, I believe, people here in 2017, make it easier to connect with other artists. And I think this is going to be huge. And I'm waiting to find out more myself. So
yes,
that means
you
have to come back on the show, Mr. Blackwell.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming back. I'll be back.
Okay, all right. And it's also to help struggling artists find funding for their projects. Am I correct?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we do provide funding for struggling artists. Definitely.
Okay. All right. Well, that's wonderful. Great opportunity for those of you listening. Great opportunity. This is going to be huge. So all of you may want to start getting in touch with Mr. Gordon Blackwell. Would you give the information of how to contact you again or your staff?
Okay. Once again, it's Audio Connect, which is audioconnect@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for giving that information. I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler, and thank you to Miss Shannon.
Thank you, Angela.
You're more than welcome, Mr. Blackwell. You're more than welcome. All right, everyone, the interview has been with Mr. Gordon Blackwell. He goes under the name G Black. Earlier, you were listening to some of his music. You can find the song I'm getting ready to play on SoundCloud.com. Beautiful music. Hey, you still on? yes, beautiful music. Now I'm going to look forward to listening to this too. But seriously, Audio Connect sounds huge. It could very much be the next Facebook. So everyone, this is the opportunity. Don't miss out on it. Get in on this early. Okay. Alright,
yes,
so I'm going to play some more music. Music from my mind. Still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. That was Music from My Mind, one of the jazz songs by G. Black, or Mr. Blackwell. G. Black is another name he goes under. Okay, everyone, you've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I hope you enjoyed the show just as much as me. And like you, I'll be waiting to learn more about Audio Connect. But I can tell you this much. I do know this is huge. So you might want to get in early and start hitting up that email address so you won't be behind. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler.